Hello Earthlings, hurtling through space and time. Welcome back to another episode of the Astronomy Club Manipal's podcast. I'm Nikhil Kumar, and with me I have Omkar Patil, who is very evidently feeling the dark side within himself. Hey Omkar, can you take us to the journey of the dark side?
Brother mine, come and feel it for yourself.
Anyway, moving on to the podcast.
So this time we are going to talk about the first ever known interstellar object that not a very long time ago flew right past us in our galaxy not so far away.
How much of Star Wars have you watched till now?
I don't know. All trilogies like couple of times.
You're really feeling the Force inside you today, aren't you?
Yes, my brother.
Anyway, I think we have a really interesting topic that we're addressing today, don't you think?
Yeah. What actually caught my attention, this Oumuamua. So, this vague-looking object that somewhat looked like a flying cigar, traveling all these light years only for our scientists to spot it on its way out of our solar system.
I thought it was really sad that, you know, the scientists could have such a short time with Oumuamua that they can spend. I mean, so much of information that we could have got, we don't have now, just because it was on its way out of the solar system. That's gonna suck, right?
Yeah, bro, but the name Oumuamua, it's very weird. Don't you think so?
I was surprised when I read when I came across something called Oumuamua. I never thought something as peculiar as that would exist. But then as I went on to read up about it, I got to know that Oumuamua originates from a Hawaiian word, O, meaning reach out for, and Mua, which is reduplicated for the emphasis that says in advance of. So essentially, all it just means is a messenger from afar. I mean, why did it need such a complicated name?
Oh, Mua, Mua.
Wow, God.
So, I still remember, the thing we are talking about today, Oumuamua, is that when this thing was first detected, this object, this interstellar object, it brought a wave all over the internet, you know? People were going crazy.
I swear.
All my feeds, my handle, everything was, it was all stuff with Oumuamua, alien, Sector 51, I don't know why. Area 51, sorry. It was like going...
You went from US to Chandigarh real quick.
Okay, I'm gonna just let that slip by. So, so this thing, this Oumuamua, it was like, you know, an interstellar object floating, tumbling across galaxies, you know, I don't know, it's like, it's an interstellar object. The thing, what we mean by interstellar is that it's not bounded to any of our star system, you know, it's like,
right.
It's not governed by the laws, the gravitational laws of our sun.
Right.
So this is like a, it's like a alien species. Alien to our solar system. So it's alien to our solar system, and this thing, out of nowhere, just tumbles across inside our solar system. What do you think? Where did it originate from? Are there any theories?
I mean, let's look at it. This piece of research that I did, it just blew my mind away about how technology has become so advanced. So, like I'd mentioned before, the scientists looked at Oumuamua on its way outside the solar system, not on its way inside the solar system. So the only possible way that you could know where it was originating from was for you to trace back its path. And apparently, the scientists had come to this conclusion that it must have come from the direction of Vega and the constellation Lyra. So much technology.
I know, right?
At one end, you have a million transistors on your phone, and at another end, you can find out where a particular interstellar object is coming from. This blows my mind, man.
I feel like they reverse engineered the entire map, the entire path, its trajectory. Speaking of trajectory, do you remember our 12th grade lessons?
Yeah, why do you bring that up?
Okay, I'm not being eccentric. but we are gonna actually talk about the thing.
I see where you're heading with this.
Okay, take a guess.
Are you going to bring up eccentricity?
Yes.
I knew it. Anyway.
So our 11th grade physics lectures, maths, conic sections, it dealt, you know, it said a thing, it mentioned a term
called eccentricity.
Eccentricity. Yeah. So what do you mean by eccentricity, and why are we talking about it here?
Wasn't it a measure of how non-circular and circular, wait, how do I put it? I don't remember my 12th that well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, wasn't it a measure of how, I'm not sure, help me out.
So, like, putting it in scientific terms. So, in physics, eccentricity is a measure of how non-circular the object of a body is. In particular, eccentric orbit is one that isn't anything close to being circular.
Ah, right.
And eccentricity of zero is the definition of a circular orbit. When the eccentricity increases above this, but hasn't...
becomes elliptical, right?
Yeah, but yeah. It hasn't reached a value of one, the orbit is elliptical. And at an eccentricity of exactly one, the object is on a parabolic trajectory.
Right.
And so, would you make a guess what, when the eccentricity is greater than one, what the orbit might be?
I mean, I wouldn't take a guess because I know for a fact that it was 1.2, which is greater than one.
Yeah, so the orbit will be hyperbolic in nature.
Hyperbolic, right.
The thing about being it being hyperbolic is that, first of all, Oumuamua's orbital eccentricity is 1.2, the highest ever observed until the second interstellar object, Borisov, was discovered later in August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
An eccentricity exceeding 1 means an object, it
exceeds
the sun's escape velocity, and it is not bound to the solar system.
Right.
And may escape to interstellar space.
Man.
I guess that's the reason it is interstellar object. Okay, so what do you think this visitor of this interstellar visitor looks like?
I remember going through some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
All I could see was a faint dot, but the other pictures, it wasn't as faint. You know, it was really bright. So as I looked more into it, as I dive deeper into the research of it, I got to know that the brightness variation over here suggests that the object must be really elongated. Right.
Okay, I feel, no, I read it somewhere that its width to length ratio is like 1:10. That is, and it's as like, it's around half a mile. That is,
you got that wrong, Omkar. It's length to width ratio.
No, width to length is 1:10, and length
to width. It's 10 times as long as it's wide.
Yeah, so width is to length is equal to 1:10. I said that.
If it is 10 times as long as it's wide,
yeah.
If the width is 1,
the length is 10.
10.
Yeah.
So the length to width ratio is 10.
Yeah, so I said width to length ratio 1:10.
No, you said 10.
Okay.
Hey, so, get on to the brighter side, Omkar. The dark side is not meant for you.
Help me, Luke. I wish she said that. Okay. So, the thing about it is around half a mile long. That's very long. 800 meters.
Yeah.
All
of this was suggested by its brightness variations, like I said before. I mean, that's too big of an object.
Yeah, man.
It's massive.
Brother mine, I feel, don't you think it's a comet or something? Like, what is it exactly? Comet, an asteroid, a bird, a plane, Superman? Okay,
so it could have been a comet. In fact, it was originally classified as one. But then the thing about a comet is that it develops this fuzzy atmosphere and a coma as it passes right through the sun,
right?
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the case with Oumuamua. So as it was passing through the sun, it had its highest speed of 83 kilometers or 87.7 kilometers per second.
Okay.
Right, that's massive. That's like really fast. But it did not form any coma. It did not form any fuzzy atmosphere. There was no tail. There was nothing of that sort. So it had to be not a comet.
Okay.
But then the immediate next conclusion was that it could have been an asteroid, but for some more evidence that they couldn't find for it being an asteroid, they couldn't prove it to be an asteroid, so we're just calling it an interstellar object now.
Interstellar object, nice.
So, aliens and stuff. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. But the thing, there are a lot of, you know, what makes it so interesting is there are a lot of speculation about Oumuamua. There are a lot, it's very weird. Because this is the first of its kind.
What is weird about it?
Yeah?
It's tumbling motion.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's got two axes.
How rare is it? And being,
you know who else is tumbling? Me in my college life.
Okay.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, so this tumbling behavior apparently could have started recently. It appears to make a complete rotation about every 7.3 hours. Do you see how fast that is? It just doesn't stop. The tumbling doesn't stop. I really want to know where it came from.
And where it is heading to? Where that might be a bigger question right now, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, would we ever be able to look at Oumuamua again?
I'm talking about, it's the first interstellar object that ever visited us. Or yeah, at least in our existence or in the time frame where humans could actually detect an interstellar object. It's first of its kind. And it was suddenly, after 2 years, I guess, like, we see another interstellar object, Borisov. Yeah.
Dude, that was crazy. I mean, all these years there were no interstellar objects, suddenly we see two of them in such close, how do I put it? Like, you see one in 2017, then you see one in 2019. When do you expect to see the next one?
Is it an arithmetic progression?
Is it an arithmetic progression?
There was a lot of, you know, speculations and theories and, what do you say, conspiracies on what this thing might be. And there was a possible theory that, from all our Redditors out there, that it has been traveling for a very long time, and it could have come from a vast population of random debris floating around in interstellar space.
You know what image that puts in my mind?
Is it an interstellar junk?
Yeah, I mean, do you remember the scene from Thor Ragnarok?
Where he falls down in a pile of junk.
Just imagine, what if Oumuamua was a part of that junk? What if Thor actually is there? What if all this is true?
So it's a part of Norse mythology.
What if Thanos actually existed?
Okay.
What if coronavirus is the way people are dying?
Okay, this could be, we could keep this for another episode, I guess. So right now,
conspiracies, dude, they just get better
and better every single time,
I swear.
So
the debris, you said.
Yeah.
Do you think any planet could have hit this particular rock, Oumuamua, which gave it this eccentricity?
I don't really think so, because its eccentricity is so damn high that it couldn't, even if it could have encountered any of the planets, like, for the record, there isn't any planet that, if it would have encountered, detected mm-hmm. or non-detected, it could get such a high eccentricity.
Right, makes sense.
So I don't really think that might be the case here. Is we just, for a fact, we know that it's a free tumbling body just going across our solar system, tumbling.
It's coming from somewhere, it's going off somewhere else.
Yeah. So, so
the last time I read, it said it was arriving, no, the Borisov was arriving from the direction of Cassiopeia.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how Oumuamua was arriving from the direction of Vega.
From the constellation Lyra. So,
yeah. Man, just imagine the number of interstellar objects we must have missed just because our technology wasn't as advanced back then. With this thought in your heads that we put in just now, we're signing off. Thank you so much for engaging with us on today's podcast. Once again, I'm Nikhil Kumar.
And I'm Omkar Patil, and we are Astronomy Club Manipal.
We're glad you spent 15 minutes with us. We hope you have a lot of things to take back from this particular podcast. We hope we engaged you guys pretty well.
So signing off, adios, goodbye, until next time.
Bye-bye, guys.